MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Last week, the Chavez County Commissioners approved a resolution against the designation of nearly a quarter million acres of land in Luna County as a national monument. The resolution, more than 1,000 words long, expresses in detail why the commissioners have aligned themselves with a decision made by Luna County Commissioners not to support the change in status for the BLM management areas, the area now being referred to as the Mimbres Peaks National Monument. The Deming City Council, where Luna County's government seat is located, also voted to oppose the change in status of the location last month. Well, Chavez County Commissioners holding a public hearing to consider adopting a public nuisance abatement code. Members voting unanimously to officially announce the hearing, which could occur as soon as March 21st. The proposed ordinance defines a public nuisance as a condition that could affect the health, safety, welfare, and comfort of the general public. It details how county staff would notify property owners about nuisances on their land. This would be done by registered mail. This notice would identify the problem, such as whether it's garbage, wreckage, or something else. It would also provide an amount of time for the nuisance to be eliminated and explain how it's to be achieved. Well, former Bernalillo County Sheriff Manuel Manny Gonzalez has failed to meet the requirements to get on the Republican U.S. Senate primary ballot, thereby handing the party's nomination to fellow candidate Nella Dominici. Alex Curtis, the New Mexico Secretary of State's Office Communication Director, confirming that Gonzalez failed to obtain the needed signatures to qualify for the ballot in the June primary. Dominici, by contrast, surpassed that number early on, gathering the 8,000 signatures before the February 6th filing deadline. And that's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.